We've heard a lot about our carbon footprints, but do you know how big your water footprint is? Well, joining me now to explain what a water footprint is and how it's calculated is Dirk Kuiper, Executive Director of the Water Footprint Network. I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. So how is a water footprint calculated?
Well, a water footprint is calculated to actually sum up all the direct and indirect uses of a certain entity, being it a consumer, an individual, or a company or a country. So that's the sum of the total water use that is direct from the tap, for example, and in all the products that are consumed. That's the indirect part.
Are there different calculators?
Sorry?
Are there different calculators? I mean, different formulas for calculating this.
Yeah, well, basically, if you can think about, if you take water from a tap, that's just the amount of liters that you're using in your house, for example. So that's quite straightforward. But the water from your tap is actually coming from your utility, who does all kinds of things with that. That also costs water, so that needs to be incorporated again in the amount of water that you use. But if you look at a product, for example, a beer or whatever, there's all kinds of components in that beer that come from agricultural fields that need water to grow those crops. So that embedded water, we call it virtual water, is basically also calculated when you calculate your water footprint.
And it's been estimated that 35 gallons of water, I'm going to be talking in gallons instead of liters. You're in the Netherlands, I'm in the United States. But 35 gallons goes into a cup of coffee. A cotton shirt takes 700 gallons because we're talking about all of the agricultural aspects of it and everything else that goes along the way.
That's it, yeah.
So how do we make water-friendly consumer choices? When I drink that cup of coffee, do I have to feel guilty that I've wasted 35 gallons of water?
What I always say is that basically, you know, human beings cannot live without water. We constitute about more than 70% of water. Even our brains are more than 95% of water. So it would be silly to say that water use is bad. I don't think that's the case. But the water use that is in your products comes from places. And some of these places actually have a very bad situation in terms of water stress, which has negative effects on people, the economy, but also the environment in those places. So the water footprint in itself as a volume, let's say your cup of coffee, and I don't know the gallons, but we call it a 140 liters, that might not be bad because it depends on the place where it comes from. So you have to trace that back to the place, and that's what we're basically doing now.
I assume that a lot more water is consumed per capita in industrialized nations. So what does a standardized look at water consumption around the world tell us?
Well, that's actually a bit difficult to assess at this point in time. You know, water is literally a very fluid thing, and all water is renewable. So in essence, the indirect water used is, for example, used in crop production is actually evaporated into the air and would return to the water cycle again. However, in some places, and especially now that climate change also hits, for example, in Pakistan, you see that annual renewability of the water is actually not enough to sustain the society there. So there you have a problem. And basically there needs to be answers and solutions for the local situation.
Why does the United States consume so much more water than European countries? Is it because we have such a big agricultural sector, or is it because we produce so much beef?
I don't have the entire figure for the states, but it is basically the amount of products that you consume that basically sets the bar high. So if you compare consumption patterns in the U.S. with consumption patterns in Europe, those are slightly different. The U.S. consumes, in general, more per capita, so also puts more pressure on basically not only water, but also other natural resources.
We also expect to spend less on it. Water is significantly more expensive in Italy than it is in the United States, for example.
Yeah, it's true. So, very true.
So is that a way to cut down on a water footprint, to just charge more for the water?
Well, that's a very simple approach. Water is it's not only about the water footprint, but like I said, you know, water is a very localized issue. It's not like the carbon, where basically you say we have one big pool of CO2 molecules in the atmosphere, and you can basically offset the amount of molecules you put into the air. With water, it's slightly different because it's so localized. So, for example, the hamburger that you eat is over 2,000 liters of water worth, but that doesn't imprint directly on the water supplies in the U.S. It might as well actually have a very bad effect in, for example, Brazil, where a lot of water is used in different places for the hamburgers in the States. So, and I think that's basically the essence of what the water footprint does. It doesn't say that the water use in a certain place like the U.S. is a bad thing, but it actually shows how the consumption pattern in the U.S. is impacting on the rest of the world, and I think that's sort of the linkage. Now, that tells us something, but it doesn't tell us everything, because that is a top-down approach from analyzing the products that you use and understanding the amount of liters that you use. But it does make sense, for example, for the U.S. to maybe not buy cotton anymore from Pakistan at a certain stage, but go to another place.
We have, by the way, we've posted links to a couple of water footprint calculators on our show page at WNYC.org, so people can get an idea. We are spoiled in this country because we have such good water delivery services. I suspect that if we had less potable water, then we wouldn't, and had to go out and buy water, as you do in many countries, we probably wouldn't use it as in such huge amounts. My great thanks to Dirk Kuiper, Executive Director of the Water Footprint Network. Thank you so much.